Good morning. This is Joe Schmo on the road. I am currently driving through Pennsylvania right now on my way back to where I work. I've got my DOT physical this morning and I'm pretty nervous about that. My wife should be getting up any minute and giving me a phone call just to kind of check in. Just a little bit about myself. I am nobody special. That's why my name is Joe Schmo. I'm just a truck driver. I play a little bit of guitar. I drink a couple beers once in a while. I believe in God. I believe in the family. I believe in America. I am not really a Republican. I'm a conservative libertarian. I believe that the government should stay the hell out of my life, and I'll stay the hell out of theirs. The biggest reason I'm putting this up now is because a buddy of mine's doing one. His name is Dog Welder. He's doing a video podcast on Facebook. And that's cool. That's, you know. But I've got a face for radio, so there's no way I really want to be on his podcast. I want to be on there just to, like, have fun and BS and whatnot, but I don't know. He talks about some things that, like wrestling and music. And I enjoy both, I guess. I mean, depends on who or what I'm wrestling with. But, anyway, I've had a few thoughts this morning that I wanted to kind of share, and I'm not necessarily good on the fly. I've called radio stations a few times, and I always end up sounding stupid, because I get nervous, because there are, like, a bajillion people listening, and I'm not sure anybody's even going to listen to this, and that's fine. But I had a thought this morning about some of these, really all of the mass shootings that we have, quote unquote. Now, overall, violence in America is a lot lower than other places. We, statistically, I'm not even sure where we rank, but I know that quote-unquote mass shootings are anybody that's more than three people. There are quite a few that happen here in the United States because of availability of guns, I believe mental illness, and the fact that a lot of people, they've shifted the narrative here in the country from everybody should own a gun and carry a gun to guns are bad and no one should own a gun. So they've created a lot of gun-free zones. And gun-free zones are a shooting gallery. Nobody's got a gun. So they go in and they're completely unopposed. You know, nobody's there to put them down, take them out, put them out of their misery. But they're talking this morning about a few things that kind of hit home for me. Talking about the fact that mass shooters, by and large, are white guys. I don't know the statistics. I can look them up. That is most likely true if you take gun violence out of the equation. But I kind of feel like it's the fault of the media. Well, social media and technology in general has really made it to where you become infamous by doing something horrible. So, when these guys go and shoot someplace up, they go to court and they show their picture and everybody sees it. There are twisted people out there, man. You know, there are people that are like, wow, you know, this guy's getting notoriety. I'll go ahead and I'll do that too, and then I could be infamously famous as well. Because we know Dylan Roof. Sorry, that's me swerving a little bit. My truck has got all these fun, interesting things on it. Like, it's got a radar on the front that checks my speed so that if there's somebody in front of me driving slower than me, it slows down automatically. And that's cool for the most part. It does malfunction from time to time and will slam on the brakes if somebody's getting off on an exit. And it's got these sensors on either side that read the lines in the road, and it basically screams at me if I go over the line at all. For those of you who don't drive a tractor trailer, staying between the lines is not necessarily difficult. It's really not. If you pay attention to what you're doing, you've got the ability to center your truck, because there are some people out here, man, that just have no idea what they're doing. But anyway, it's really not that hard to do, to maintain, as long as you're paying attention. The problem we run into is a lot of four-wheelers out here that don't have a clue how hard it is for a truck to stop. They get mad at trucks for driving slow in the center lane, even other truck drivers do. But if I'm in a spot like, say, the New Jersey Turnpike, the center lane is ideal because there are people coming in and going off on exits. And a lot of times, lanes come and go. But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about before I lose my train of thought. I think that the biggest reason that these white kids deciding to go shoot people is because probably over the past 30 years, the white man has become the devil. These kids who, for lack of a better term, and what my buddy calls Generation Cry, these kids in Generation Cry, everybody needs a hug, everybody needs a safe space. And that's on both sides of the aisle. But we are basically being vilified for things that we never did. These white kids are growing up being told that their opinions don't matter, being told that they're evil inherently because of their skin color, and that they need to check their privilege, regardless of whether or not they're actually born into any kind of privilege. Which, you know, even the people that have money, I think everybody has got their own demons. Everyone's life is difficult in some way, shape, or form. Because that's what life is. It's adversity. But you have these young kids who are growing up. They've never been spanked. They are entitled to absolutely everything. They're spoiled rotten. I know because I'm a father. I spoil the hell out of my kids. And I can't help it. I love my son. But at the same time, you know, I feel like you need to earn things in life in order to appreciate or them, regardless of what it is. Because nothing in life is easy, but nothing worth having anyway. So, I was just thinking about that this morning, though, is that these young kids coming up, they got some money, you know, decide to go buy an AR or an SKS, which I've never shot an AR, but I have shot an SKS, and they are so much fun. As long as it's in a controlled environment and, you know, you're responsible, then I don't see an issue with having guns. But you run into these people who are, for lack of a better term, crazy as hell. And I understand crazy. I grew up with mental illness in my family, very close relatives. And I guess it gives me a different perspective. But most of these kids are also on SSRIs. You know, they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which really do change your brain chemistry. And I think that, and this is just my opinion, I have no clinical background, but I mean, I've heard differing things about it. But I feel like a child should not be put on any mind-altering substance, whether it's weed, alcohol, Adderall, anything, until their brain is fully developed. And they keep coming out with new evidence saying that your brain doesn't fully develop until you're like 27 to 30. And I believe that. You know, I'm 42, and you do change over time. Your mind, I guess your mind just doesn't comprehend the way I guess adults think, or I don't know. I'm babbling a little bit. I'll edit that out. But anyway, so they've got these kids on mind-altering substances. They've been demonizing them and making them feel bad about themselves and whatnot. So these kids who are definitely mentally ill have decided to go out and do something about it because they are tired of being a victim. And by no means am I, you know, condoning anything that they're doing. I'm not the victim, I guess. Okay, they're tired of being vilified. It's one of those things where, like, okay, you're going to cheat. You're going to accuse me of cheating, then I'm going to go cheat. Or you're going to accuse me of this, and I'm going to go do that. You know, if they're going to call me evil, and I'm going to be vilified for nothing that I've ever done, then I'll show you what evil is. And they go out and they do something crazy. I think that a lot of that has to do with God being taken out of schools and the country in general. God's a weird subject. You know, I love Jesus, and I know Jesus loves me. And I know people who are atheists, and I know people who are Jewish, and I know people who are, well, I met one Muslim, but I've also met, you know, I've done some research on a few things, as far as like Mormons, Buddhism, Taoism, things like that. And I understand their philosophies. I really do. The middle of the road, kind of deal. You know, you just follow a path of least resistance in life. And that's pretty much what I do. For the most part. There are times you just kind of have to do the right thing because it's the right thing. But, I really feel like these kids that are doing this are lost and alone and are quite frankly tired of being told they're something they're not. You know, they're not evil because they're white. You're just not. I don't care who says what. Okay, I understand. I've taken the last month or so to really try to understand what white privilege is. And I feel like I understand it to a point now. To a point. Now, I will never understand the other side of it because I am white. So, to ask me to understand something that I have no experience with is not very fair to me. As far as white privilege is concerned, from my understanding, it is the fact that you know, for X amount of years, people of color have been disenfranchised by economics, socioeconomic systems here in the United States, whether it be not getting a job because of their skin color or being harassed by the police because of their skin color or ethnicity. Things of that nature, things that in their minds I don't have to deal with. Now, I'm of another opinion of that, and I have been harassed by the police. Quick story, one day I was playing open mic at a bar, and there was a fella in there who slapped the bartender and spit in her face. Well, he just happened to be wearing the exact same clothes that I was wearing. A wife beater and camouflage shorts. He took off. Well, the bartender called the police, and my set was up and I had to go to work. So I am out at my car putting my stuff away, and the police roll up on me, and they got out and they were very aggressive. If the bartender had not come outside and said, "No, that's not him," they probably would have detained me and probably not been very pleasant about it. But I feel like most police officers are just regular people. There are always bad ones in the bunch, and it doesn't matter. There are bad pastors out there. There are bad fast food workers. There are bad cashiers. Some people get a little bit of power, and see, there went off collision warning on my truck, and there's nothing in front of me. But anyway, there's always bad people out there. Those people aren't necessarily bad, but they've gotten a little bit of authority, and it goes to their head. Which, you know, I've had that happen too, because at one point I bounced in a bar, and I was a bit of an asshole then. But, you know, I've been an asshole most of my life. I really have. An introspective one, but still an asshole. But anyway, so I understand, as far as I'm able to, what white privilege is. But it doesn't seem to me that there's anything that can be done about it. So what am I supposed to do? Just walk around feeling guilty? Because I'm not. And I don't feel guilty. I've done absolutely nothing to anyone. I've worked very hard for the things that I have in life. I'm not going to say I was disadvantaged growing up, but I've had... I think everybody has a rough, you know, life. And I pride myself in the fact that my son's not going to have to deal with that if it's within my power to avoid. But to try to make me feel guilty about something that I took no part of. I may or may not have family members who owned slaves. If they did, oh well. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I'm just not. But I guess not everybody can just shrug things off. Like my wife, she obsesses over everything. I make one small comment, and she is done. She's thinking about that for the next forever, until something else comes up. But I think when you add mental illness in with availability of guns and the fact that these kids are being told that they're scum by someone, whether it's the media, the parents, you know, people they go to school with, whatever. It's an equation for disaster. It really is. And I understand the knee-jerk reaction to take people's guns. I really do. Because I always try to look at both sides of it. Yes, the only variable that we have any control over is gun ownership. But gun ownership is very important in the United States. It's one of the things that differentiates us from every other country in the world. A free armed citizenry will ensure that it stays a free armed citizenry. We put up with a lot, and that's because things have been done to us incrementally. We'll add, you know, a half a cent here for tax, and then whatever. Next thing you know, you're paying 60% of your income in tax, whether it's fuel tax, sales tax, property tax, income tax. You know, by the time you're all said and done, you're paying probably upwards of 40 to 50% of your income on tax. So anybody that says they don't pay taxes is full of shit. Or somebody's not paying taxes, you know, whatever. But we cannot infringe upon people's ability to protect themselves. If you make it illegal for me to carry a gun, and I'm in a situation where I'm in need of a gun, then you have essentially taken my life from me. Which is tantamount to murder, as far as I'm concerned. The people who have made the laws creating gun-free zones are essentially the ones who killed the people who got shot. In my opinion. Now, my opinion is what it is. You feel free to disagree with me. There are a lot of people who do. That doesn't make me wrong. It just means you have a different opinion. But I'm just trying to wrap my head around why exactly things are going on the way that they are. And like I said, I understand the knee-jerk reaction of wanting to take people's firearms. But you can't do it. You can't. Right now, you legally cannot do it. And it's a fight that is going to probably continue as long as guns are legal. In Western society, we're one of the last countries with an armed citizen. They've taken guns away from them in Britain, you know, in Australia, Canada. Oh, well, we don't have the gun violence that you guys have. Yeah, you probably don't, but there's a lot of stabbings. I understand there's a lot of acid attacks and people getting run over. Just basic crime is, like, pretty horrible from what I understand, too. So, anyway, that's just my opinion on the whole white kids shooting places up thing. It's horrible. It is, and my heart and prayers go out to all the families of those involved. And they go out to the families of the shooters as well. Because no matter how well you think you're doing to raise a well-adjusted, well-rounded person, you can do absolutely everything right and still have bad outcomes. It's just the way that life is, you know? Anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And God bless and keep rolling.